Well, that was a good cop. Good cop that was able to recognize what was going on there with a kid from a different state that really didn't know what the rules were. That's good when they can do that, and they just they go with the spirit of the law, the letter of the law.
By the way, did you see anything on TV in the last few days about four children from Black Mountain Presbyterian Home for Children being lost or they ran away?
No, I saw the one about the six-year-old girl that was found with, there was an older man, both of them deceased.
Yeah, that was certainly a sad situation. Yeah, everybody was following that. But along in the same time frame, on WYFF and WHNS or something like that, and WLOS in Asheville, it was on those three stations about the three girls and one boy. But they got them today. And, they just ran away. That's all there was to it. The boy was my grandson, so I kept up with that. So he's back in custody. I don't know whether there's drugs involved or not, but for a long time, they were gone for 2 weeks. No, I'm sorry, 10 days. And, I was afraid it might be, a matter of, human trafficking, but, they were all 15. Well, there was one 16-year-old girl, but the other three were 15-year-old kids. And so they were out. They spent some time in. They had to do all kind of walking all over the mountains up there and everything, North Carolina. And spent some time in homeless camps and all that kind of stuff. So they got some stories to tell, I guess.
Well, glad they did eventually make it home safely. I guess the hunger, I don't know. I don't know what got them, if they got caught or if they just came home, but glad they made it home safely anyway, Gene.
The three girls were actually, it's not inmates, whatever it is, residents up there. But my grandson, see, my daughter and her husband and their four children, they actually worked there. And so my grandson that ran away, he just had eyes for this girl. And she told him not to leave with them. But he said, I'm going anywhere. I got to take care of you now. You know, a 15-year-old, it sounds noble, but it's stupid. But anyway, they're all back. And that closed the chapter on that. But it also opened in another chapter. Don't know what we're going to do. About the whole situation. Anyway, as the little boy says, that's all I got to say about that. Go ahead.
Well, Gene, glad they're back home safe. That's what's most important. It could have turned out a whole lot worse. Anyway, appreciate you sharing that with us. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Recheck KB0KBJ.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, kind of funny what Gene had to say about the kids there. I got to take care of you. Yeah, that's a good story. Good to hear they all made it back. Maybe they learned something useful about hiking in the woods in the dark or whatever. Anyhow. Yeah, talking about, you were talking earlier with him about police and traffic and whatnot. You know, I didn't see too many. The most I seen on a regular basis sitting next to the road waiting for people was in Tennessee. And I think that was, somewhere between Knoxville and Nashville. Seen two or three police, but otherwise very little. And you know, I noticed another thing is they don't, like in Illinois, or was it Missouri, maybe I was too focused on the road or something, but I didn't seem to see a whole lot of speed signs, you know, like the speed limit signs. I mean, they were there, But everything is around Mount Vernon, Illinois. I'm like, what's the speed limit on this road? I didn't know for miles, you know. I was just like, well, I didn't see any. I guess you just go with the flow. It seemed to be like 70 mile an hour. That was just a good rule of thumb. And I found that kind of interesting. I know they've had, and I can't remember if it's exactly the road that I was traveling on, but I'm thinking it probably is. But they used to have it in one of these states. I've traveled before back and forth on this route many times. They used to have speed limits like 55 for truckers, 65 for cars. And, of course, that just made a big jam up, and truckers were grumbling, and it was, like, silly, you know. And I didn't see any of that anymore, so. I think it's actually become easier to travel. You just go, you know, use common sense. I wonder if it'll be, like, eventually, you know, well, I think it is kind of already. You just use common sense as far as speed, you know, and if they need to, they're not going to take away the speed limit like in Germany, but if they need to enforce it, they will, you know. It kind of seems to be how it is, because I didn't see very many police or speed limit signs or just a lot of people driving, and it went smooth, you know. Of course, in the cities now, you did see more speed limit signs, but, yeah. That's what my observations were over.
Well, one thing, a lot of the newer vehicles, or, you know, it doesn't have to be that new. Some of the older ones that have the GPS built into the car, and it's got a piece of glass that's got all that information on it. Speed limit is in the maps. So it's on your map. There's a little speed limit sign on the map that says 35, 45, 50, 55, 60. So you know, you can look at your map and tell what the speed limit is for that area. And they've got pretty good coverage. I don't know that I've been on a road, other than when I think one time I turned off of a road to go up to an airfield and there was no speed limit on my map. And that's probably about the only one, but it was like a dirt road going up to an airfield. So I think a lot of that is, built into the maps now. So maybe they don't have, maybe them knowing that that's coming, they don't have to put as much, effort into keeping the signs up on the road like they used to, Steve. I know not all cars are that way. There's still some 20-year-old cars out there that don't have that, but I think a lot of the newer cars that are out there have the ability to put that in your dash, show it to you on your dash.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. That probably is the case. Well, the same way you don't see signs at motels saying vacancy, no vacancy anymore, because you just call ahead now, you know. Or you Google it and you set it up and it's already paid for when you walk in. But nevertheless, I still did walk in and ask for a room. I didn't use my phone to navigate, but once, just to make sure I made the right turn in Kansas City. Once I made that turn, I guess two turns there in Kansas City. That's the only time to turn the navigation on this bit way back. And, because I didn't want to get into downtown Kansas City. Or was that Nashville? Maybe it was both Nashville and Kansas City. I didn't want to get in downtown Nashville. So I took what looked to be a boring little road, and actually turned out to be a nice three-lane highway right around the whole mess. That was in Nashville. So, yeah, you're probably right, though. It's all coming with the vehicle. I suppose eventually you won't need signs, and you just have everything there on the screen. Maybe your windshield will be a screen. Probably won't even have to have a screen, but you just sit there and take a snooze. That'll be the way it's going to go, is how it's going to be. You know, you have a little window. You probably have blinds. Pull the blinds down and take a nap, you know, or do some work. Yeah, there you go. Just don't watch. You don't even have to watch out for me barreling through with the gas-guzzling, unintelligent van. Back to you, Dave. KB0KBJ.
Well, yeah, it might be a while before that. I know Tesla's got that that capability, but I don't know that we're ready for that yet. I think there's a little ways to go before we're actually ready for that. There's been a few accidents with people not paying attention at all, because they clearly tell you that you've got to be paying attention at all times and be ready to take the wheel. Anyway, we're inching that way. It's a good thing we're not leaping that way. We're inching that way. Anyway, good to talk to you, Steve. Glad you're back at home safe. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got them all. Let's see, who's going to be calling? Oh, Gary. Gary's going to be calling the net tomorrow night with the SwapNet. Be sure and stop in and check in with Gary tomorrow night. I know you're going to enjoy that. W4NYK repeater, are you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my net report number 407, routine abbreviated from W4DJW to W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February the 18th, 2020. QNI was 41, QTC is 1, break sign at W4DJW. How copy? This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
India. Kind of pigweed.